Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, from Easter to Pentecost, our readings focus on the early apostolic preaching of the good news of salvation and on the promises of Jesus to his disciples, especially his promise of the Holy Spirit. Today's readings explain who the Holy Spirit is, what Holy Spirit roles are, and how we can experience His Holy Spirit in our daily lives. First reading describes how the Holy Spirit helped the deacon Philip to preach powerfully and convert the Samaritans in large numbers. It also explains how the baptized Samaritans received a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit through the imposition of hands by the apostles Peter and John. In the second reading, Peter shows us the God-fearing lives which the Holy Spirit makes it possible for believers, including ourselves, to live in the midst of opposition and persecution. Today's gospel, taken from Jesus' Last Supper discourse, describes the gift he will send, the Holy Spirit, who will live as the Paraclete, the divine advocate, in those who obey Jesus' commandments, especially the commandment of love. Thus, Jesus will continue to live in his believers with the Father and the Holy Spirit, and they will not be left as orphans. The reason Jesus' continued presence in us and in the church through the Holy Spirit gives meaning and purpose to all we are and all we do in His name. As the divine advocate, the Holy Spirit will instruct us in Jesus' doctrines and illumine our minds to receive deeper knowledge of our faith. In addition, the divine advocate will empower us to defend our faith powerfully and guide us properly in the practice of true Christian love. Thus, we will be able to recognize Jesus in the poor, in the sick, in the homeless, in the marginalized, in the outcast, in the drug addicts, and even in the criminals, thus becoming agents of healing and reconciliation in a broken and divided world. Today, Holy Spirit, the divine advocate, being the theme, there is a story about an advocate, a lawyer. Once, a lawyer's dog, running around the town, unleashed, heads for a butcher shop and steals a roast. The butcher goes to the lawyer's office and asks, "If a dog running unleashed steals a piece of meat from my store, do I have a right to demand payment for the meat from the dog's owner?" The lawyer answers, "Absolutely." The butcher said, "Then you owe me $8.50. Your dog was loose and stole a roast from me today." The lawyer, without a word, writes the butcher a check for $8.50. The butcher, with a feeling of satisfaction, leaves the office. 3 days later, the butcher finds a bill from the lawyer's office for $100 for a consultation. The life message that we are invited to learn: we need to be open to the Holy Spirit, our Paraclete. The purpose of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit is to help us grow towards maturity and wholeness. We all have faults that prevent our growth, blocks of sin and imperfection, blocks due to childhood conflicts, blocks due to deeply ingrained personality traits and habits, blocks caused by addictions, and blocks resulting from bad choices we have made. We all have these blocks within us, and they keep us from becoming what God wants us to be. They prevent us from growing into maturity and wholeness. God, the Holy Spirit, helps us see the truth about ourselves, to discern the blocks that inhibit our growth, and to allow Him to transform our lives. Like the good counselor He is, the Spirit enables us to become stronger every day. The Holy Spirit also comes to our aid and gives us the strength to make difficult and painful decisions in our lives. God's Spirit actually lives in us, and we hear the voice of the Holy Spirit counseling and guiding us the way of the truth. Let us open the ears of our minds to hear Him and to obey His promptings. And we have Jesus' assurance in today's gospel reading: I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you. Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.